Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. In our top spin, the private military company known as Blackwater has once again changed its name. It's now called Z, which is spelled X-E. In October 2007, the company tried to soften its public image. Back then, the company switched its name from Blackwater USA to Blackwater Worldwide and removed the rifle-style crosshairs from its bear paw logo. Blackwater's latest image update also includes a new logo. The bear paw is gone, replaced by a stylized graphic of its new name, Z. A company spokesperson insisted that the changes reflect a new focus, saying, quote, "We've taken the company to a place where it is no longer accurately described as Blackwater," end quote. Yet changing names is a standard corporate PR tactic to escape a negative past. That's why Philip Morris is now called Altria. Blackwater has gotten a lot of bad press. Recently, the Iraqi government refused to renew the company's license to operate in that country. And a U.S. federal judge allowed charges to stand against five Blackwater guards, who are accused of shooting into a crowded Baghdad square in September 2007, killing many Iraqi civilians.
What's good for mercenaries is apparently also good for subprime mortgage lenders. Countrywide Financial Corporation is changing its name to Bank of America Home Loans. Bank of America purchased Countrywide in July 2008. Countrywide became infamous for aggressively pushing risky subprime mortgages and for its unwillingness to work with people wanting to renegotiate their loan in order to hold on to their house. Little wonder, then, that Bank of America wants to get rid of the Countrywide name. Bank of America is also trying to play up what it calls its contributions to the economic recovery effort. The company received $45 billion in U.S. aid as part of the Wall Street bailout.
The State Department will increase its use of the internet to boost the image of the U.S. overseas. That's what Secretary of State Hillary Clinton recently told department staffers. The State Department already has several websites devoted to public diplomacy, which targets foreign citizens with pro-U.S. messages. Here's a video from the State Department's social networking site for young people around the world called Exchanges Connect.
My culture. My culture.
My culture.
My culture.
My culture.
My culture.
My culture.
My culture.
My culture plus your culture equals what?
Share your story about connecting through difference.
The Obama administration has not yet named its nominee for Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy. Judith McHale, the former head of Discovery Communications and a friend of Hillary Clinton's, is rumored to be their pick.
The major military contractor, ITT Corporation, wants to be known as the company that brings clean water to poor communities around the world. It recently hired the public relations firm Edelman to promote ITT to the military and commercial markets, and to raise awareness of its corporate social responsibility, or CSR, efforts. Its main CSR program is called ITT Watermark. The ITT Watermark program was developed for the company by another PR firm called Cone. Cone specializes in what it calls, quote, "brand marketing, corporate responsibility, crisis management and prevention," end quote. In 2007, nearly half of ITT's revenues came from its military electronics and services business. But water is big business for the company as well. ITT is the world's largest supplier of pumps and systems to transport and treat water.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned Countrywide Financial Corporation. The mortgage lender kept a list of influential politicians it called friends of Angelo, referring to Countrywide CEO Angelo Mozzillo. Those on the list included the chair of the Senate Banking Committee, Christopher Dodd, and the chair of the Senate Budget Committee, Kent Conrad. These friends of Angelo reportedly received special deals on Countrywide mortgages. Countrywide also had a political action committee that made major contributions to Representative Ed Royce, who sits on the House Committee on Financial Services.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.